Wow. Just wow. In one day, we see Elon expose the corrupt companies, and it works. Tucker exposes all about Assange and more. Censorship is being exposed again for all to see. Kissinger checks out. He's gone. And many are showing just how evil he really was. And Iran threatens to escalate, and so much more. Folks, we got a lot to cover today. Ready for your weekend, ready to pack it in. Let's go.
I mean, I've always agreed with Trump's policies, always. And I lost friends over it. And I've never really actively supported anybody because it's not my job to actively support people. Right. I watch, you know, right. I like to watch. But I'm a voyeur.
Yeah.
But I became an active Trump supporter when they raided Mar-a-Lago last summer, the summer of 2022. That can't stand.
No, that can't.
And
that
I was something. Agree with Trump on a lot. But even if I disagreed with Trump on a lot, I'd still be a Trump supporter because you cannot allow that. You cannot allow the regime, the president of the United States, to use the Justice Department to knock the front runner out of the race. You can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
So it's bigger than Trump. It's bigger than Biden. It's a question of, you know, do you want to live in a free country with a functioning justice system? You know,
that's exactly.
And
right.
So I'm voting for Trump. And if they convict him, I will send him the max donations and I will lead protests. That's how I feel.
That's how I feel.
Because, too. And by the way, if I thought that he had committed some real crime, I wouldn't feel that way, but he didn't. He and Biden are both found with classified documents at home, along with every other former high-level federal official in history, but only Trump is indicted? Like, tell me how that works. Oh, shut up!
Okay. And Biden is the one who did it illegally because he was never president when he did it.
Do you think Dick Cheney brought home any, like, classified Iraq war documents and showed them to his wife in 2003? Yes is the answer.
Ooh. That look. Folks, I mean, we're just getting unloaded on so many levels. Remember, we were congratulated all those that were out there, keyboard warriors, those on the front lines, everyone out there sharing information, everyone pointing to all the different truther channels. You're doing your heavy lifting. And I tell you what, even though Tucker's left Fox and he's out there doing more, doing interviews with Roseanne and more, it's just amazing to see that he's on the forefront trying to get information out. Some folks don't think that he's getting it all out. We were upset because all the J6 didn't come out. But you know what? We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Just be thankful that we are able to see this, play it out throughout the stratosphere, this internet that they tried so hard to censor. They're still trying, and make sure that we get more information into the hands of people who have no idea what's going on. This right here from Ultra Verbin Vincent. Good morning, everyone. Are we ready to start the day off? Are we all prepared for a potential blackout? Remember, we've been sharing this, folks. A lot of folks being, you know, kind of thinking, when's this 10-day darkness coming? Is that going to be a literal blackout? Is that going to be the internet shutdown? Who knows? Precautions should be taken regardless of an outcome. Anyway, what do we have in the news wires today? And here's a good summary. I thought this was good. Pentagon official Stephen Hovanec has been arrested for human trafficking. Remember the guy that's at the Dodea schools? Yeah. Bob Iger was sitting in the audience when Elon Musk said, go blank yourself. Mr. New World Order Henry Kissinger has passed away at 100 years old, which is a little early for those who wanted him gone later, 50 plus years ago. Did you know he was a Klaus Schwab mentor? Wow. Republicans are preparing to unleash up to 150 subpoenas on liberals and Democrats, including Jeffrey Epstein's travel logs, the ones they won't release, by the way. Marshall Blackburn's pretty upset. Iraq announced that the dollar crisis will end before 2023 is over. Research shows Trump won the 2020 election in all states tracked by voting method, if not for absentee ballots. We all know that. Elon Musk announced that he will no longer support the Democrats. He now is supporting the Republicans. Whew. Iran threatens dire consequences if the U.S. and Israel do not declare a ceasefire in Gaza. The Iran threats continue. Texas judge with ties to Biden, Obama, Clinton under investigation for COVID bid rigging scheme. It was reported that underground tunnels are being destroyed in Israel and Palestine. Russia's Supreme Court designated that the international LGBT movement as an extremist organization and banned the activities within the country. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, man, that would be so wonderful that happened throughout this entire earth, wouldn't it? caused so much problems. Man, if I could get into that in details, maybe I'll do it on my exclusive audio podcast just to tell you what I've noticed in the military. Ukraine is on the verge of surrendering with 2024 elections canceled. And Zelensky advised Joe Biden to cancel the elections in the United States. Rothschilds want a merger of corporation, government, and AI to save capitalism. Users on X report mass cancellation of Disney subscriptions after Elon Musk's interview. We're going to show you that. Black Lives Matter leader was jailed in the UK after stealing $32,000 from a children's charity. Mars, maker of M&Ms and Snickers, uses cocoa harvested by five-year-old kids in Ghana. And a couple in Beijing, China, were appalled to learn that they had been drinking toilet water for 6 months after moving into their new apartment. Nothing new under the sun. Let's see. Dutch Central Bank announcement is prepared for a new gold standard. We talked about that. We brought that up in our video interview with Dr. Kirk Elliott that aired on Sunday. Mainstream media admitted that Ukraine has lost the war. X data confirmed that Media Matters manipulated the algorithm to show false results on the platform. And we have a lot of moving parts. We're in a very tumultuous period where things are escalating exponentially. I think so, in all areas of concern. We know the cabal wants to cause as much chaos as possible leading up to elections. But as President Trump said, we do not have another year on the path that we are on at all. So as we were going through all of this, if you guys didn't see it, I'm surprised if you haven't. But anyway, thousands of users canceling Disney Plus because Elon Musk told CEO Bob Iger to go blank himself right there in front of his face for blackmailing him over advertising on X. And I'm not going to play the clip because there's a lot of cussing. But you guys get the rift. He was sitting there, New York Times reporters just being an idiot, asking stupid questions. Elon made him look like a fool. And he really doesn't care. Just doesn't. He's like, you know what? Let the people decide. Let them decide who gets to be on advertising on X. And he said, Elon, I'm canceling my Disney Plus subscription. You should do the same. Thousands of them leaving. I hope you guys are doing the same thing. We've tried to wake you up on many things related to Disney. I can't even hardly watch a Disney movie anymore or anything without thinking about what each of them mean. Can you? I mean, every time I watch a Pixar movie, I'm wondering, man, Monsters, Inc., they're trafficking children there. Toy Story, man, was all about trafficking children there. I was like, where did they get these ideas? How come the CEO of Pixar took off? I think right after President Trump won his election. I mean, I just think about these things. Just strange. So it's ruined a lot of the things that we used to think were great were actually terrible. And those kids that were trafficked know, and they see these things in Pixar and Disney, and they see it, and they know, man, why are folks watching that? It's not only that, but it's filled with witchcraft. All right, get off my soapbox there. Kenneco the Great, Glenn Greenwald, says corporate journalists are losing their minds over Elon Musk calling out major corporations for stifling free speech because they are in bed with the very corporations they claim to scrutinize. Greenwald explains that we are at a crossroads where journalism, once a watchdog of establishment power, is now shackled by corporate advertisers. Quote, what went wrong here, this is Greenwald speaking, what went wrong here is not what Elon Musk said. It's so revealing that so many journalists are aghast that anyone would dare tell Disney and major corporations to blank themselves when they're trying to limit, censor, and control the flow of political content. If you aren't willing to say that to corporations who are trying to limit what you can say, don't bother calling yourself a journalist. Amen. The problem is that the people who are hired by these major media corporations and who thrive in them and succeed in them are people who have the opposite instinct. Their instinct is to assuage and serve and placate establishment power, not to defy it, even though the purpose of journalism is to be adversarial to establishment power. Once journalism started getting corporatized, no longer owned by families dedicated to journalism or local communities, but by major corporations that have all kinds of other interests besides their media division. And what kind of attributes are awarded at major corporations? People who avoid controversy, who avoid conflict, who avoid displeasing and angering powerful people. That's the corporate ethos, and the corporatization of media meant that the kind of attribute was imported into journalism. That's why almost no one who works for large media corporations or the media corporations themselves has the courage to say this. They're shocked. They think it's a sign that he's unhinged, when in reality, Elon is just a sign of how cowardly and craven the media, how they are. I've talked about this before, and I brought it up when I was a public affairs officer for a particular unit. I won't disclose what unit or where. But we had the Stars and Stripes come out to me. I wanted to interview one of the soldiers in the Army. Remember, I was a civilian and left the Marine Corps, retired, went into the Army. And they wanted to interview the guy who worked for as a religious specialist under the chaplain, who the day that they announced that you could come out, you didn't have to say, don't ask, don't tell anymore. They opened openly, thanks to Obama, openly allowed them to serve. Well, what happened? The Stars and Stripes wanted to interview him. Well, I'm a public affairs officer, and you have to allow these things to happen. And so what happened was those above me said, why would you let this interview happen? And I said, look, I'm talking to the general, and I'm letting him know, if you don't allow the Stripes to interview, what are they going to put as the headline? They're going to make fun of the general, or they're going to put him down and make it look like, you know, in their way, that particular command is trying to hide something, or they're filled with hate because they won't allow the Stripes to interview this guy who's coming out as openly LGBT, whatever. Okay? And so I got a call from a full-bore colonel. He was very upset with me, and I said, look, I'm doing my job. I'm letting the general know this interview needs to occur. We were the first ones that they wanted to come after because this particular soldier made the call to Stripes and said, I want to do an interview. I want to tell everybody about who I really am. Back and forth, back and forth. Finally, I got chewed out by the public affairs officer over me, who I let know I'm doing my job and I'm going to continue to do what I know is right, regardless of how I feel about it personally. The general finally gave me the okay after back and forth. It was a tough one. Called the Stripes and said, okay, we'll see you tomorrow. He's going to be ready for the interview. Guess what happened, folks? Guess what happened? They canceled the interview the next morning. You know why? And this is my personal opinion. You know why they canceled? They canceled because they were looking for something juicy, right? They're looking for, man, if we could just get them to say, no, we're not going to let you do the interview, then that's the story. See? The Army's never going to let them do the interviews because they have something against these people. Folks, look, regardless of what's going on around us, as journalists, as in the work that we have to do, it is not easy. Do we always get it right? No. Do we have to apologize when we're wrong? Yes. Do you guys call me out on stuff all the time? You betcha. But we have free speech. When the media is tied in with these establishments, with Disney and all these other freak shows, and they're part of the trafficking and more. Remember, the media is Pizzagate from Liz Crokin. When they pick one direction, they're getting paid off, and they only cover it a certain way, and they don't let it all play out the way it's supposed to. That's wrong. When they're trying to shut us down on Twitter and say, or X, and say, no, you can't talk about that. No, Elon, you're not allowed to bring up Pizzagate. No, Elon, you're not allowed to talk about all the things that are happening on this earth. Keep your mouth shut. Don't let the conservatives talk. Don't let the Christians talk. You get it? Okay, just thought I'd get that story out. Didn't think I was going to go there, but you know what? Folks, we got a lot to get into. We're going to be talking about Kissinger. I mean, some really detailed information coming up. And more on the censorship issue that's been playing out. Before that, I just wanted to give you something for your health. Folks, you know, here at And We Know, we're always looking for different avenues for you to get your support medically, especially in this dangerous world where we know Big Pharma tries to take over everything. So we found one that is only available in the USA. So it's called The Wellness Company. They've got an 8 life-saving medication kit that every American should have at home. It's the wellness company's medical emergency kit. Antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics. This kit contains meds you need, like amoxicillin, Z-Pax, and more. Do you know approximately 250 million prescriptions are issued every year in the U.S. for amoxicillin alone? It's a staggering number. And statistically speaking, you or someone in your family is going to need a prescription for amoxicillin next year, whether there's a shortage or not. And they also have a 22-page guidebook with complete instructions on all of this. So if you want this, these prescription kits are in huge demand right now. Head to twc.health/LT and grab yours now. That's twc.health/LT and use code LT and save 10% at checkout.
But he can give a new impetus to American foreign policy, partly because the reception of him is so extraordinary around the world. I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period, when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't such a crisis.
So here's Kissinger, if you barely heard him. He was hoping Obama would create a new world order. He said it's a great time and opportunity to do this. Oh, yeah. I'm going to show you a lot, but that's just a clip I wanted to start with here.
About the people President-elect Obama has chosen to surround him, because he does not have a great deal of experience.
No, he has appointed an extraordinarily able group of people in both the international and financial field.
Mr. Secretary, we thank you very much for your time.
Dr. Kissinger, thank you very much.
So full of life, isn't he? Just motivates everybody around him. How in the world did he get in the position that he got in? The plan. He says, quote, "Today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is Kissinger, guys. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or not, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will pledge with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government." Henry Kissinger said this in an address at the Bilderberg meeting in France on May 21st, 1992. All when George H.W. Bush, when the senior said, "We're going to have a new world order, whether you like it or not." I mean, they were all planning this out for years. Spook blog, Kissinger sold out America when he cut a deal with Zhou Enlai in 1972, guaranteeing that the U.S. would not interfere if China decided to invade Southeast Asia. He then shut down all U.S. intel operations, pulled out all the troops, and boom, in came the Chinese in 1975. The Intercept. He accelerated civil wars in Southern Africa and supported coups and death squads throughout Latin America. Has the blood of at least 3 million people on his hands. Kissinger, quote, "Once the herd accepts the mandatory vaccinations, it's game over. They will accept anything. Forcible blood or organ donation for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good." February 25th, 2009. He also said, "He who controls the food supply controls the people. He who controls the energy can control whole continents. He who controls money can control the world." He also said, somebody put this one out, a verse, Revelation 21:8, code red. "But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death." What's interesting, folks, when I read this is just about every one of these, as you read them off, seems to connect one to another. They practice magic arts. Idolaters, liars, murderers. Remember, murderers, when Jesus came to the earth, just to throw this in, said, those who hate have already committed murder in their heart. Those who look at a woman in lust have already committed adultery in their heart. Remember, he didn't come to stop the law, break the law, or change the law. He came to fulfill the law. And boy, did he add a lot extra in there that makes you even more guilty. But I tell you what, these guys are going to have a special place as you look at Kissinger and his whatever he's married to. Did you guys ever know that? Did you ever look at the pictures of Kissinger's supposed wife? Are you looking at your screen? Do you see the man inside of that? You see how they're always seem to be super thin and extra tall, and they've got all the male qualities. And then you wonder why I read that verse and why it seems to have so many connections. Now, let's just have a little bit more for you to digest here on Kissinger.
Nixon appointed Kissinger as his national security advisor, giving him an unprecedented level of control. Control over what he could use the American power machine to do on the global stage, all in the name of national security. Now listen, most of us weren't alive at this time, so we don't really know what this was like to live during the 60s and 70s, when kind of everything was about the Cold War, and specifically, Vietnam. So now you have Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon overseeing this war. It was a war that was no closer to ending. A war that, remember, these two conspired to lengthen so that together they could end it and score Nixon political points. And this leads us to perhaps the most infamous of Kissinger's sins. There's a reason why Anthony Bourdain said, quote, "Once you've been to Cambodia, you'll never stop wanting to beat Henry Kissinger to death with your bare hands." That's because in March 1969, Kissinger directed the US Air Force to fly over Vietnam's neighbor, Cambodia, a neutral third party, and to drop bombs everywhere.
"President Nixon and Mr. Kissinger unleashed 100,000 tons of bombs, the equivalent of five Hiroshimas. The bombing was their personal decision, illegally and secretly. They bombed Cambodia, a neutral country, back to the Stone Age."
The goal was to eliminate North Vietnamese supply lines and strongholds that were in Cambodia. But the response was carpet bombing. Carpet bombing is indiscriminate. It has unknown targets, which means that civilians usually get caught in the crossfire. So now you have B-52s raining down hell from the sky at all hours of the day. Homes were reduced to rubble, entire villages were turned immediately into refugees, and what the record shows, that came out later, is that all of this, this indiscriminate bombing, this slaughter from above, was approved by, and then concealed, by Henry Kissinger. This map that you're looking at is not some stylized representation of this, this is actual data. We have the data of every bomb, hundreds of thousands of bombs that were dropped on Cambodia during this time. All in all, at least 100,000 Cambodians died in all of this. 2 million were made homeless. And this is in a country of only 7 million people. In total, the US dropped 2,756,000 tons of bombs on Cambodia. Many of these bombs went undetonated, turning the country into a minefield of undetonated explosives that still exists today. And perhaps more significantly, contributing to the destabilizing of this country, making way for a violent Communist Party to rise to power with a vengeance, leading to a mass genocide. All of this happened in secret, without the approval of Congress. It was Henry Kissinger, this one man, wielding his deftly gotten power to ruthlessly get what he wanted at any cost. As the endless war was near its end, peace negotiations kept breaking down. In response, Kissinger sent another round of brutal bombings around Christmas 1972 in an effort to force the North Vietnamese back to the negotiating table. And I'm not exaggerating here. Like, Kissinger literally said, quote, "We bombed the North Vietnamese into accepting our concessions." Some historians argue that the bombings had little effect on the peace talks and instead only resulted in more pain, more death, and more destruction. And yet, this is where the story takes an insane turn. The next year, Henry Kissinger was given a Nobel Peace Prize for brokering the ceasefire in Vietnam, an award given to him for ending a war that didn't actually end. An award that his North Vietnamese counterpart would decline. Two members of the Nobel Peace Committee resigned in protest because of this.
It is as if everyone at the Olympic Stadium joined in carrying an athlete on their shoulders in an endless triumphal procession without pausing to realize that in fact he had won no gold medals at all.
And Kissinger himself even felt weird about this and offered to give the medal back to the committee. Okay. This is one of the great parodies of the modern era that this ever happened. But it doesn't end here. In Chile in 1970, Kissinger directed the CIA to destabilize the country and seek to overthrow its recently elected socialist president. The coup attempt failed here, but it eventually did lead to the assassination of a Chilean general. The president was eventually overthrown and replaced by this Chilean general who would go on to kidnap, murder, and torture his political opponents. But because he wasn't a communist, Kissinger turned a blind eye. In fact, one of the features of Henry Kissinger during his time was cozying up to dictators all around the world, all in the name of securing America's place as the global superpower.
A lot of information, great work, great video produced to allow us to see just who this man, this evil man, really is. And I thought it was interesting that Grasshopper out there was able to piece something like this together from our intel board. As you see, the 854 post stamp put out for us, letting us know Henry Kissinger, diplomat who helped reshape the world, dies at 100. Well, it's interesting because that 854 timestamp matches the 5-year delta for what we would ask is state funeral next week. Coincidence? Question mark. Also would allow us to see at the 11/29/2023 mark, state funeral next week, coincidence, almost a 5-year delta at 12/01/2018 with the state funeral next week. 854 tells us the nail in many coffins, liberal undo, impossible to defend. Evil surrounds us, pointing to Henry Kissinger. The nail in many coffins. Just want to make sure you guys caught that. We're going to show you more on the censorship issues that came up recently and a little bit of humor out of the Gavin Newsom versus DeSantis or DeSoros. Also going to find out how Tucker had some more to share for all of us to see, hear from Schellenberger's testimony, and more on the Trump derangement syndrome. I just want to make sure you guys knew about that. Right now, I wanted to make sure you knew about andweknow.com. Folks, we tell you to go to that website all the time. We've got some goodies there, and it keeps you refreshed on things that we're going to be doing in the future. There's going to be an update to the site here playing out really soon that my son's been working hard on. And so right here, if you go to andweknow.com, you'll notice you'll scroll down and you're going to see this right here. On air, we are going live. Join LT and Dr. Kirk Elliott Thursday, December 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So we're going to put a hyperlink on this soon, but it's going to be on Rumble. We're going to be going live. If I could learn how to do it on other social platforms that we have, like Twitter, then I will. But we'll be able to get folks' comments while we're talking, questions, and we'll be able to share back and forth. Thought I'd throw that at you. Really, really cool. As you go there, you can also see our partners page, our fellowship member, and more. Partners page is going to be updated. We're going to have a new one, and it's for all those, as we announce that in the future, that want to be have their businesses advertised on AmWeKnow. It'd be really cool for that. Also, we have the PatriotLight.com. This one right here is one that everybody's raving about because we've provided you a resource to go to, one stop, where you can actually see all that's going on around the world, updated every 5 to 10 minutes, constantly, with politics, world news, markets, faith. There's a faith section, and there's Bible verses on the left and more headlines on faith issues in that area. Social news, the ones that we try to share with everyone. So you can take the news, some of it might be mainstream media, take your social news, bounce it back and forth with each other, and more resources. And we'll continue to update these resources for you as I move forward with it to allow you to see where we find out about 9/11, how do we know that Bush was evil, and all this other stuff. Anyway, really cool. And so I wanted to make sure you knew about that. We've got Instagram, OCK_828. Go there and you can see all the folks wearing our gear and more. OCK updates on Facebook. And also just wanted to make sure that you knew about our OCK podcast. We have been doing an exclusive podcast only right now on Saturdays. And when you go to listen, you'll see Podbean pop up. All you have to do, folks, is you go into Podbean and you just subscribe to it, and you'll get updates on your phone, on your computer, when I upload things, because we just did a evangelism. Every Saturday, we're doing a Bible study I'll be teaching, okay? Did evangelism first, and you're going to only get that on audio, only on audio. And it sounds a little like this when you open it.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people.
A peculiar people. So I start with that because that's why I named it awkward, right? We're peculiar, we're awkward. But it's kind of like a play on words too. A-W-K-W-O-R-D, awkward. Anyway, thought you guys would like to know about that. Also, you don't want to forget about our gear, all kinds of great sales and goodies that Angie and Jamie are throwing at us. You can see that tree on the right, our small one by our door, filled with, and we know, what do you call those things? I can't believe it. Ornaments. Hello. I'm losing my mind. Anyway, sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. Folks, you don't want to miss it. Get ready. Grab it now. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
President Biden consistently has stated that he never discussed businesses with Hunter Biden's associates. That is a lie. Let me repeat that for even for the colleagues across the aisle. It is a lie. Throughout our extensive investigation and from the lips of credible witnesses, it is abundantly clear that the Biden family business is Joe Biden. Let me emphasize, there is no Biden family business, except for Joe Biden's 40-plus year career in Washington, D.C. That has been the family business. As a member of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, we have followed the paper trail. We've conducted our investigation by the book. We have discovered damning evidence, and we continue to do so every day. Our investigation has led to some alarming and eye-opening findings, which point to the president's knowledge and involvement in illegal business transactions.
Oh, yeah. It's coming out. I saw this from Joe Rambo, and I'm going to play a small clip from that in a second. But Jim Jordan issues subpoenas, and I love what he put. Fear not. You, we are not helpless. Enough must see. It's the only way. You are being presented with the great gift of vision, ability to see clearly what they've hid from you for so long. Their deception, their dark actions are on full display. People are waking up in mass. People are no longer blind. Do you think it's a coincidence they ban and prevent you from attending church, house of worship? Anti-American, anti-God? One must only look to see. And so here's the clip from that real quick, this subpoena, just a small
appreciate
one.
The enthusiasm. We will now begin today's hearing with opening statements. Start with the chair. One of the most egregious forms of the weaponization that this subcommittee has worked to expose is the coercion of social media companies by the federal government. And we wouldn't know anything that we know today. We wouldn't have learned and had the reports we've had without the work of Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, Barry Weiss, and other journalists who wrote the Twitter files and first exposed these efforts. Their important work was first made possible because of Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter and his commitment to free speech. The path for getting this information, the path for getting this information out has not been easy. Finding the truth never is. Instead, we were obstructed at almost every turn, and many of the people who sought to help us expose the censorship industrial complex, as Mr. Taibbi and Mr. Schellenberger have, I think, appropriately labeled it, have been targeted. On December 10th of 2022, after the first Twitter files came out, Mr. Musk tweeted that Twitter is, quote, that Twitter is both a social media company and a crime scene. 3 days later, 3 days later, the Federal Trade Commission sent Elon Musk a letter demanding to know the identity of the Twitter files authors and inundated the company with harassing requests for information. Literally 3 days after. Name four journalists by name. And while Twitter put this information out voluntarily, the other platforms were not as forthcoming. Instead, we had to subpoena them in February of this year, fought with them for months, had to threaten contempt before getting substantive information about government's efforts to censor the American people. And when we first had Mr. Taibbi and Mr. Schellenberger testify back in March, an IRS agent showed up at Matt Taibbi's door. I mean, think about this. I've told this story numerous times, and there's not one person I've told this story to, not one group I've spoken to, where I say, while they are testifying, while Mr. Taibbi is testifying in front of the committee about the weaponization of government, the IRS was actually at that very moment knocking on his door. And there's not one person who thinks that was just chance. That just happened to, you know, it was all a coincidence. Not one person believes, everyone understands that to be the intimidation from our federal government.
Now, amazing. Jim Jordan, way to go. Let's see, who else out there do we have? Nancy Mace, representative of South Carolina, 1st District. Here we go about Joe.
I don't want to hear another word from the left or anyone across the other side of the aisle about impeachment inquiry. This is complete and total hypocrisy this morning. Today, we're going to bring the facts. Today, we are going to bring the evidence. In 2017, the Joe Biden family teamed up with Chinese company CEFC to make millions off of granting access to Joe Biden. Hunter even arranged for Joe Biden to share office space with the CCP-aligned company CEFC. My Democrat colleagues say none of this is relevant because Joe Biden wasn't vice president while his family did these shady deals. Turns out that's complete and total.
Okay, so she says a cuss word. That is something. And then I'll play on.
Hunter Biden referred to access to his father as the keys to his family's only asset. Those words are going to come back and haunt Hunter Biden.
You go, girl. All right, here we go.
And his family forever. Period of time is in reference to the years 2015 and 2016, when guess what? Joe Biden was vice president. Mm. As an aside, Rob Walker, in previous testimony, also confirmed that Joe Biden attended a meeting with the head of CEFC. So now we know CEFC was working with the Biden family while Joe Biden was vice president. I'm going to show another image. This is a text message between Hunter Biden and Gongwen Dong, an agent of CEFC. Hunter says, my uncle will be here with his brother, in all caps, who would like to say hello to the chairman. He goes on, Jim's brother, if he's coming, wants to say hello. His uncle's brother. I wonder who that could be. I can't quite figure it out.
You go.
Hunter puts brother in all caps, and it doesn't take a genius to figure this out, but since I'm not always dealing with geniuses, and Washington, D.C. has been illustrated today, I'll spell it out. The brother of Hunter's uncle, Jim, is Joe Biden. Why was Hunter so secretive about his father? I'm going to tell you why. It's because Joe Biden didn't want the American people to know he and his family were getting paid millions and millions of dollars from a company closely tied to the Chinese Communist Party. CEFC knew paying Biden family members was bad, so they covered it up. Hunter knew Joe Biden hanging out with CCP businessmen would be a bad look, so he tried to pull a genius move on us with this whole my uncle's. We already know the president took bribes from Burisma. I also want to add, betraying your country is treason. I don't want to hear another word from the left.
There you go. Just a little bit more exposure for us to see. Professor Patriot, so now we have countless black social media influencers, Sexy Red and Chapter Black Lives Matter, Chris Cuomo and Michael Rappaport on the recently converted to Trump list. There are many more. We are almost a year from Election Day. Those who are brave enough to express support for Trump and therefore positive change give implied permission to others to do the same. People love to join the party. The Great Awakening was never about Trump voters voting for Trump. It's not even about Trump. It has always been about waking those who could not see the results of a globalist criminal syndicate purposely tearing down our society and committing unspeakable acts in the process. Someone asked yesterday of Sexy Red, do you want someone who is vile and has done satanic things on stage endorsing Trump? I say emphatically, yes, that's exactly what I want. I want millions and millions of people to support what will improve the world and get rid of us to the creeps. We already have us. What we need is for them to join us. So interesting perspective from Professor Patriot on that one. So let's go down to one other thing that I wanted to show you here. Where is that? I was going to show you. Oh, yeah. Since we were talking about the testimony of Schellenberger, and we brought all this up with Jim Jordan, we have the exposure of the Bidens. We have the exposure of those that are trying to censor the government workers, trying to censor all of those that are coming out to basically expose the censorship of the government, of all of us using Twitter and more. Anyway, check this out. But General Flynn says, basically, first, after listening to Schellenberger's testimony today, we are now officially a communist third world banana republic with unrecoverable debt, a military that worries about DEI than ready more than about DEI than reading readiness and winning, a collapsed border, a demented person in charge of our nuclear codes, never mind being in charge of our economy, a severely corrupted justice system at the very top, and now an even worse censorship state that previously imagined. Than previously imagined. So the weakness in the GOP will fix none of this. Don't expect them to hold anyone accountable. Here we go.
About the Hunter Biden laptop and how the FBI knew it existed. You are aware, of course, that the laptop, so to speak, was published in the New York Post, was actually a hard drive that the New York Post admitted here was not authenticated as real. It was not the laptop the FBI had. You're aware of that, right?
It was the same contents.
How do you know?
Because it's the same. I mean, it's,
you would have to authenticate it to know it was the same contents. You have no idea. You know, hard drives can be manipulated.
Are you suggesting the New York Post participated in a conspiracy to construct the contents of the Hunter Biden laptop?
No, sir. The problem is that hard drives can be manipulated by Rudy Giuliani or Russia.
Well, what's the evidence that that happened?
There is actual evidence of it, but the point is there's no evidence.
So you're engaging in a conspiracy.
I'm glad you agree with me, Mr. Schellenberger, that transparency is the most important thing. And my last question for you is, do you think it would be transparent if Hunter Biden came to this Congress and testified in a public hearing, and more transparent than if he testified privately?
I've never thought about that. I have no idea. I've literally never thought about that.
Public testimony more transparent than private testimony?
Are you familiar with the First
Mr.
Amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
The Congress shall take no action to abridge freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And that's what you just described.
Mr. Schellenberger, is 13% censorship still censorship?
Absolutely.
And the other 87% is what we call the chilling effect that the courts have long recognized that they engaged in. That is the problem.
There's a broad op. By the way, part of the operation, Congressman
Holy
Goldman,
cow.
Part of the operation was to change the terms of service. So you see them constantly trying to change the terms of service. You see them. It was 35% of the URLs that were, this according to EIP, were labeled, removed, or soft blocked. That's all forms of censorship. That censorship is not just removal.
But 65% were not. So how can the government be so coercive?
Does the First Amendment say
that's
about
par for the course on government efficiency?
Does the First Amendment say the government can censor
35%? The time of the gentleman has
expired. They're not censoring. They're flagging in the social media companies.
So under coercion,
35% of a First Amendment?
It's not the First Amendment. It's the terms of service, as you said, and they are flagging it for the social media companies to make their own decisions. That is not the First Amendment. That is the terms of service.
We have just seen
Congressman, you're an attorney. You know that the four federal judges have already ruled that. This,
and I know that it's on appeal in front of the Supreme Court right now.
They're panicking. We have conclusive evidence that elements within the U.S. government were covertly conspiring with social media companies to censor, manipulate Americans to prevent Trump from winning the 2020 election. They got caught, and the rats are panicking. So what you got to, for those listening, and I forgot to tell you, Mr. Goldman was the one acting like a fool. Mr. Schellenberger was making him appear as the fool that he is. And Jim Jordan just jumped in to kind of help out a little bit to show you just how stupid this guy really is. Our country seems to be falling apart at the seams in one way, but other ways we're just exposing. They're being exposed, finally, for all to see. As this all plays out, we've got our money issues also, and I always want to update you with our latest. We have the interview that we're going to release this Sunday of Dr. Kirk Elliott. We talked about silver up 5% in 4 days, pastor's perspective on America. He got into that pretty heavy. And wanted you to hear a clip from this. As you're listening, just remember you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's got a doctorate in theology also. AndWeKnow.com/gold. Reach out to him, folks. It's in the description box below to help you out. And we just got into just some amazing subject matter. You guys don't want to miss it.
To me, why do I bring all of this up, this social decay, this moral decay? Because the economics of the world, the financial problems of the world are a reflection of the morality of the world, right? When you use other people's money, you go into debt, borrower is a slave to the lender, you know, conspicuous consumption, however you want to say it, those are unbiblical type things. It's right. Not good to be in debt. It's better to be out of debt because that's ultimate freedom. Right. When you're not in debt and you don't have that debt service, you have more money left at the end of every month that you can do what you can give. God created us to be givers, right? But but when we're shackled with debt, like America is as a nation, well, good grief, we're now at 25%. Of everything that we bring in as a nation now goes towards interest-only payments.
So we had great discussion. You don't want to miss it. And also we're going live, as I said, next week. You guys will see that on Rumble, and we're going to be advertising a lot more for you to see. So part of all this wake-up call, I believe, is the truth that's been playing out in front of all of us. Tucker Carlson was on with Roseanne Barr, and he brought up Seth Rich. And we know that leads to Julian Assange, which leads to huge exposure on so many levels. Why does the UK government desperately want Julian Assange? Servers. Think source files. Where did Assange get all of his sources to expose Pizzagate and more, exposing the DNC and how evil they really are? Here we go.
It's also about the hacking of the DNC.
That's what I think. Because he named Seth. He said someone named Seth gave him the...
Yeah, so I asked him directly about that in prison. Oh. I asked him about Seth Rich. And he said, I'm not going to... And I mean this, too. He did not budge on, I'm not going to reveal my sources. Well, but
that's great for him.
Right? So that means it was.
But it's pretty clear that those files were not hacked by Russia.
No.
There's no evidence they were hacked.
That was a leak.
Right. That they were downloaded from within the building. Right. I think Bill Binney, I think from NSA, former NSA officer, right, pretty much demonstrated that. And... they lied about that. And we wound up at war with Russia as a result of that lie. So like, that's a pivotal moment. Well, I completely missed it, by the way. You know, at the time, Sean Hannity was all over it. And I was like, I don't know what that's about. I'm not getting involved in that conspiracy stuff or whatever. And then a couple years later, I happened to know some of the people involved in that personally, just because I live there. And I knew two people involved, and one who worked at DNC and another who worked on MPD, the Metropolitan Police Department. And both of them were like, dude, that's, come on now. And I was like, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought it was obvious.
I thought it was.
So I didn't. I was so stupid because I lived there. You know, it was like if you're surrounded. It's like if you ever known someone with an alcoholic spouse and they get divorced and all the friends are like, you know, your wife was a really bad drunk. And he's like, I know she liked to drink, but she was an alcoholic. Really? Yeah. You're way too close to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just couldn't see it. And Trump's arrival and it wasn't Trump. It was the reaction to Trump, really, from my neighbors and everyone I knew in Washington. I was like, well, something's wrong here. You can't even answer simple questions about why we're doing certain things, why NATO exists or whatever.
Yeah.
That was the first tip off, but it took me several years to realize just how screwed up all this stuff was.
Yeah.
because I knew everyone involved. I mean, you spend a lifetime somewhere in a small town like DC, you know everybody. And I'm like, I can't believe so-and-so was involved in something like that. And then a lot of that stuff is true. Yeah. I mean it too. And I'm not speculating at all. And I'm trying to be responsible and not overstate or whatever, but you'll say it. But yeah. I'm just telling you, I guess what I'm saying is the more you know about it, the truer it obviously is.
Yeah. The more you know. Do you hear that? Right here from our intel board. Why does the UK Gov desperately want Julian Assange? Think source files. The more you know. Wow. Is that a coincidence? What else did he have to say? He talked about the vaccines being pushed and the truth actually getting out.
They hate the truth because it's true.
Yeah, that's
exactly. And 100% of the people punished in the last 5 years in the public conversation have been punished for telling the truth, not for lying. Yeah. And they don't even pretend otherwise. They don't call it lying anymore. They call it disinformation.
Yeah, right? That's what they
The thing about disinformation is it can be true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's still verboten. How does that work?
Because it's the kingdom of lies.
Like, it is a kingdom of lies. That is exactly
Think about all these physicians that go, I can't in good conscience go along with this edict.
Yes.
And they lost everything.
I know.
Americans lost everything.
Well, think about all the physicians who did go along with it. That's what I keep thinking.
Well, I feel like they're village of the damned.
I think
And, you know, there will come a time when they will answer, when it's just like, okay, you're going to the grocery store and you're going to get the evil eye from 10,000 people.
I hope that's true.
I do.
Just because I believe in justice. I don't hope for anyone's suffering, but I also think you can't just pretend that it didn't happen. We didn't. And as someone who didn't take the vax and really felt under attack because of it.
Me too.
You know, it sticks with me a little bit as someone whose children were targeted for vaccines. Like, you can't go to school unless you take a vaccine. I mean, it was a big thing in my family.
It was a big thing.
And for a lot of people. And then to act like it didn't happen. It's too much. It's too much. There has to be, people demand, I think nature demands, certainly every world religion demands, a moment where we say, maybe we don't, you know, punish the wrongdoers, but we acknowledge that they did wrong.
Yeah, and they do too.
And they acknowledge it. That's exactly right. Yeah. That there's contrition and repentance. Like, these are essential steps in the process of healing.
Like admittance to know you did something wrong.
What's the first of the 12 steps? Admitting it.
Right.
But that's like, what's the first step in any of the Abrahamic faiths, the three Abrahamic faiths? I'll admit that I sinned.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect. I'm not God. You are.
Right.
And so that is like that's a core requirement on all of us to retain our humanity, is to admit when we do wrong.
Yes, exactly.
And if you see people refusing.
Well, that's why they don't believe in God. That's how you can tell.
They think they are gods. Of course. God doesn't apologize. In Job, which I just read, you know, God makes his deal with the devil and afflicts this guy called Job. And Job's like, hey, God, like, why did you do this? And God's answer is basically, I'm God. I don't need to explain. God's the only one who doesn't need to explain or apologize. He's the only one. And the people who run our society consider themselves gods. And that's why they're not explaining.
Yeah, there we go. It's amazing he brought up God at the end in the book of Job. He said he just got in. Job just read that one. I was just having this conversation in my study with the New Believer Bible study I'm doing with a young man. And we talked about Job. And, you know, he's learning everything. Everything's brand new to him. And it's just, it's great as you have this conversation to just see his eyes open and hear about Job. And, man, you know, here we have the enemy going to God's throne, asking permission. Oh, you just have a hedge protection around Job. That's why you won't let me touch him. He says, oh, well, you can't touch him. You can do anything else around his family. So he takes his children, everything he owns, basically. And then he goes back. He says, well, he still hasn't cursed you. Well, it's because you're protecting his body. And he says, you could touch him. Just don't kill him. So he has he's just broken out and boils all over his entire body. And his wife actually tells him, curse God and die. Three friends show up, try to give him advice on what he must have done to deserve this, right? They all mess up. And if you read I told him, read the whole book of Job. It's absolutely brilliant what God does. Where were you when the foundations of the world were put into place? You know what the reward to Job was after all that? He got back double everything that he lost, including seven more children, because he had seven already. And that means his wife loved him again. You get it? We have a place in time as men, as I talk mentor men one-on-one. We have a place in time, a time when even those who we love the most will just say, enough already, I've had enough. But you know what? Stay faithful. As you continue to grow up through all this and learn the truth, John 16:13, thank you, Scotty Martin, for putting this out. It says, in the Spirit, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak whatever he hears. He will also declare to you what is to come. And I thought that, you know, with everything that we've been learning, especially even Tucker bringing up God, I had some other things to share, but I thought, you know, what we'll end today with is one of my favorite songs. Thank you, Proud Army Brat, for this. Listen to the beautiful voice of a 93-year-old, Nita Talley, sing a beautiful song. This is one of my favorites of all time that we sang growing up. Listen to it from my family. It was absolutely amazing growing up with this. And we'll close today with this. Okay, and don't forget we have our exclusive only audio podcast Bible study tomorrow, okay?
I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Help me to believe in all that I am and all I can be. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Cheating and stealing, violence and crime. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show show me the way, one day at a time.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you're so good to us. Thank you for the reminder, just one day at a time. We have enough worries for today. Don't worry about tomorrow, he told us. For enough worries today that we have. I mean, we have faith like mountains, we can move. Faith like a mustard seed, we can move mountains. How many times you've told us that? Do not fear. Fear not. In the midst of a storm, you were asleep. You were woken up, and they said, how could you send us out here to die? And he said, peace be still. Turned around, O ye of little faith, to the ones that you were mentoring, so that it would be written down, so that we can read those words and remember, you've got everything under control. We ask you once again, as always, to guide us and direct us, our thoughts towards our neighbors, towards those who don't believe the same things we believe, to those who don't want to listen to us as we tell them the truth. Allow us to have just the guidance and direction of your Holy Spirit providing us day in and day out how to communicate with those around us. That's what you placed us here as sheep. And sheep, number one thing I always get reminded of is they make more sheep so you can have more wool. Help us to just continue to follow you, the great shepherd, the good shepherd. We ask for your continued guidance to go on the right paths. And we ask for protection of those who are on the front lines fighting for us day in and day out. Protection of our own families. You're so good to us. Thank you for so many answers to prayer. And we look forward to another day spending it communicating with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen. And amen. Thanks for so much, folks, for listening. Thank you for all of your prayers. I sense it. It's been a great season, a great year. And we see just wonderful things happening, great exposure, and just staying aligned with the Word of God is so important. Thank you for tuning in to my son's channel, Bowling Bros, and subscribing to them and commenting. It's just great to see them light up. Their last video was huge. A lot of work went into that, and I'm so proud of them. And just thank you for your subscription here also. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi. With them we know. Signing out.